from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
She's a radical left lunatic.
Riding shotgun.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
On the election trail to November.
Inflation is eating you alive.
The Election Information Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday, the sound of the weekend. It's 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nope. And eat donuts. Or bacon. Or whatever.
Ooh, bacon.
That's what everybody says, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number three begins. One of your top stories, father of the alleged school shooter in Georgia, has been arrested. And it turns out he bought his son an AR after warnings, direct warnings, when law enforcement spoke with him about these online threats. Wow. And as you peel back the onion, you realize this is a very troubled family indeed. And with that thought in mind, we bring out our esteemed friend who represents our Second Amendment through Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. He also was a school resource officer for a period of time. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I wish I was on your show today to discuss a far better topic, but sadly, we have to discuss this morning.
Well, and then this topic is an example of what exactly through legislation could be done to help prevent this in the future.
Well, as we saw here in Florida, after Parkland, the legislation that they pushed in no way would have prevented this. All it did was attack our Second Amendment rights. Hopefully, our brothers to the north in Georgia could do far better, and they could tackle the mental health aspect. As you and I have discussed multiple times, it's not a gun issue. It's not a firearms issue. It is a mental health issue. We have a mental health crisis going on in this country. And there is a refusal to fund the resources necessary to treat it. And on top of that, there's a social stigma for anyone to seek mental health treatment. It's just a horrible problem.
Yes, that definitely is an area where I think there's got to be a pretty resounding majority of people that would agree with that. And why we haven't gotten further, I guess the gun thing is for lack of a better term, pun intended, it's an easy target, especially for those on the left. They use any reason to get people riled up and try to assign blame to the gun, whereas I have a story front page out of the United Kingdom. Knife murder. Teen who chased down and stabbed girl 15 to death as she protected friend on her way to school. So even where they don't have a Second Amendment right, like in the United Kingdom, and guns aren't plentiful, bad people find a way to kill other people when that's their mindset, right?
Very much so. And, you know, you could enact as many gun control schemes as you want. Already we saw the Biden administration and Kamala Harris on the campaign trail say that they want to enact an assault weapons ban, magazine capacity ban, universal background checks, more red flag laws, more gun-free zones, so on and so forth. But here's the thing. California and New York, for example, has all of that on the books, and that doesn't stop violent crime. What stops violent crime from happening is having our people to be legally armed and legally able to defend themselves. And I don't say this disparaging my brothers and sisters that wear the badge, not at all. And as a former SRO, I don't disparage them. The SRO in Georgia, he reacted as quickly as he could and he took action. But here's the honest truth. When seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away, especially in some situations like what we saw in Parkland and Uvalde, Texas. But even when minutes are the response time, you have precious seconds that happen, that pass, where lives are lost. And the best defense for that is remove the policies and laws that restrict our teachers and staff from being armed. There's teachers and staff that want to be armed. They want to be vetted. They want to go through the training. They're entrusted to protect our children. I say this as a father. You know, I know the teacher right now overlooking my daughter, she would give her life for my kid, just as when I was an SRO, I would give my life for the children entrusted under my care. But we should be able to arm them. Georgia has a policy where the schools can allow their teachers and staff to be armed, but I believe only three school districts out of the entire state follow that policy. The rest either have an armed security agent or an SRO on campus. And here's the thing. Campuses are large. It could take over a minute just to respond from one end to another, even if you have an SRO or an armed agent on campus.
Well,
defense is arming our teachers.
And look, the push against it, I mean, most of the people involved in education tend to be maybe a little left of center, maybe very left of center. So that could be part of the problem. And to those who say, you know, I don't want, you know, shootouts in the schools. What if a teacher accidentally, you know, shoots an innocent person? Part of the point of this is removing the school as a soft target, where you have told the bad person that you're not going to meet much resistance here because we don't allow guns on the campus. So it actually acts as a deterrent. Like you've said before, if it says it's a no gun zone, bad people with a gun feel like, well, they've got free rein, because they do.
Very, very much so. Gun-free zones don't stop anything. As we saw with Parkland, and as we saw just now here in Georgia and Texas and Tennessee and elsewhere, when it's a gun-free zone, that doesn't stop someone with murderous intent in their heart. Bad people do bad things because, here's a shocking fact, they're criminals and criminals break the law. All these laws do is they disarm the law-abiding and make them victims and make these places soft targets. If you harden them up by the old adage of an armed society is a polite society, criminals will ply their trade elsewhere because it is a, you know, they're predators. They want an easy target. They want an easy meal. They don't want to work hard for their ill-gotten gain.
Well, the anti-gun culture that has been foisted upon us has been extremely successful in brainwashing people and trying to blame the tool, the gun, and not the unbalanced or evil person behind.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, speaking of the law, you know, when they did change the law for long guns for, you know, from 18 to 21 because of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event, there are a lot of Republicans. I mean, it was a Republican majority push for that. Legally, I know it's kind of on hold. Can you tell us what the latest is in terms of repealing that decision?
Well, the latest in terms of repealing is that that case has gone to an en banc review in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel originally ruled in favor of the Florida ban for the under 21 purchase act that's in place. And right now you have a Republican supermajority with a Republican-led attorney general's office fighting tooth and nail to keep gun control on the books. You have states like California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, their attorney generals have all filed amicus briefs in support of the under 21 purchase ban. And the most appalling thing is the fact that our attorney general, a Republican by the name of Ashley Moody, she claims that she's pro-gun. Less than a month ago, back on August 9th, she tweeted that the Second Amendment is alive and well in Florida. Well, Ms. Moody, as the Attorney General, why are you defending a law that is clearly unconstitutional, that restricts and strips the rights of law-abiding Americans between the age of 18 to 21 to legally purchase a firearm to defend themselves?
That's a great
question. The Second Amendment is alive and well in Florida. That's not the case with what's going on with AG Moody defending gun control.
Well, and from what I understand is the Supreme Court, they're waiting on the Supreme Court for a decision in a Texas gun case, the U.S. versus Rahimi, and apparently that will have a great bearing on legally where things stand with the Stoneman Douglas.
Well, Rahimi has already been decided, and the Supreme Court basically said, look, if an individual is an actual threat as a violent criminal, yes, their rights can be temporarily deprived. Keyword, temporary, not permanent. But the state is claiming that it is constitutional to permanently deprive all Floridians under the age of 21 from their Second Amendment rights. And as we see what's going on with this case, I also question, will the Attorney General fight tooth and nail against our case to repeal the under 21 carry ban and the open carry ban, even though, again, she claims she's pro-gun.
Yeah, and they tout this idea of free Florida and freedom and all that, but when it comes to Second Amendment, there's many more restrictions than in the majority of states, in fact, right?
Very much so. Florida is middle of the pack, if that.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Louis, and we look forward to speaking with you again, Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for having me on the air, and thanks for being a shining beacon of liberty.
Right on. Have a great weekend, too. There's a lot more to talk about, including the economy. Oh, Biden admits something that's kind of interesting. I'll share all of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.